Welcome back to Movement, a running podcast with our very own in-house running expert, Dr. Chauhan. We're on to the 27th episode. Welcome, Dr. Chauhan.
Thank you, ma'am, and welcome back all the runners and the fence-sitters.
So the first question is from Ashish Maheshwari from Meerut, who's asking how to deal with corns. On most days, it doesn't bother me much and I can continue with my running routine. But on some days, the corn causes so much discomfort that he finds it difficult to run.
As far as, you know, corns go, blisters go and all that, I mean, in my eyes, you know, we need to kind of address them in a very similar way. The feet needs to be, for runners, needs to be soft. And runners need to take care of them by, like, you know, getting pedicured themselves or by someone else. Soak your feet in warm water on a very regular basis. Mm-hmm. It's very important that dead tissue that is out there, you know, you scrape it off, keep your feet soft.
Right.
When you're running, apply cream over that bit. Now, when it's corns, the best thing to do again is apply that cream bit. Those corn caps that actually come, they are very, very useful for this. But it changes. If you have a corn, it changes your running style and for the worse. And you can get injuries and all that. So, you know, just keep your feet soft. Prevention is more important. If it's painful, you need to take off. Because if you're running with that, it's only going to get worse and worse and worse.
Right.
So, sadly, that's the way. Prevention plays a far more important role in corns.
Okay. The second question is from Sanjay Kumar from Gurgaon, who says that somebody told me running can cause joint replacement in later age. Is it true?
So I think what he means is knee injuries leading to advice by doctors to get knee replacements.
Okay.
All right. The thing is, one thing that people need to be very clear about, you know, when you're born, you die kind of a thing. So if that clarity is there, it helps to answer everything else in life. So no, running does not cause knee injuries. It's a wrong comment and suggestion or advice that's actually given by medics,
right.
Left, right and center. There are now studies to show that no, it doesn't happen like that. On the other hand, if your running technique is good and you've been running for as long as you have been, your knees are not going anywhere. So it's wrong when people say that. And again, if you, in our podcast, we've been saying land softly on the feet and there'll be lesser pressure on the knees.
Right.
Strength training will, again, put lesser pressure on the knees. Okay. Running on softer ground if you can. So those are things that are working in favor. So please do avoid these things. Improve your running form. Work with strength training. Most people who run don't do either of them. Their running technique is very poor and they don't strength train.
Right.
So, I mean, seriously, Sanjay, I mean, work with that and you're pretty good.
The third question is from Anshul Ahuja from Bangalore, who says, I ran the Kaveri Trail half marathon last weekend after training for about 3 months. Now I've signed up for Auroville half marathon in February. Should I continue to train at the same level? And he adds, I lose weight while training.
All right, so you have to train, right? I mean, so it does not mean that you'll be going on full throttle for the next 3 months or 2 months, whatever time is left.
Right.
But you need to train. So maybe you taper off and you increase again and taper off again, kind of a thing. So important that you train. Again, as we've been saying throughout, please strength train. Again, this point about you lose weight while running or training, point is there's something wrong with it then. You know, you need to be eating better. It does not mean you have to fast. You should not be hungry. So that has to be taken care of. And again, how much weight are you losing? Are you losing 5 kgs or 10 kgs? That's the kind of thing as well. Effectively, you have to strength train. You have to train during this time. Go down a little, but again, start increasing your training again.
Right. Moving on, what is the tip for this week?
So it's about hydration in winters. So most people think that you can't dehydrate in winters. Actually, you can very easily dehydrate.
Mm-hmm.
So again, the simple tip is sips of water is actually very crucial. If you can mix electrolytes, okay, but water for sure that you should be taking. And again, I mean, you know, even if you're not thirsty, take a sip or two of water or electrolyte and just spit it out. So the whole idea is, at least when it's moist, it's a little easier on your body when you're, you know, breathing in. Otherwise, it becomes very, very dry in winters.
Okay. Coming to the running schedule for this week.
Right, so again, we've divided into three things, as always.
Yeah.
So on Sunday is a long, slow run where we're advising 90 to 110 minutes of running, as slow as you like. Okay, so it's not about going very quick. Do 1 minute brisk walk followed by 10-minute jog. Take a break again for a minute or two, and then again 10-minute jog if you can. And each time you take a break, focus on taking long breaths in, maybe a sip or two. Again, rest well. And get at it again. So basically deep breathing in and out is very, very crucial.
Right.
Remind yourself you need to be soft on your feet. So those are the things that you look for or work on during that 1 minute break. Then tempo running on maybe your Tuesday. Now we are saying do 12 to 15 minutes nonstop at a faster pace, rest, and then repeat again 2 to 3 times. That's your tempo run, okay? Again, the last one is interval, which happens on a Friday, which is very focused and faster. So you're running for 10 minutes at a faster pace, repeat 5 to 7 times with a 1 minute gap, maybe right. 2 minutes, but recover well, you know? So catch your breath, have a sip or two, and get back at it again. The speed throughout those different repetitions should be the same. So you maintain that, you pace yourself well. And besides that, 2-3 days, you can do 20, 30 minutes. So that's the training plan for this week.
Coming to the story of the week, it's about Sunita Godara, who was a 1992 Asian Marathon champion. So tell us about Sunita.
Yeah, so Sunita, ma'am, someone who motivated me to dream about representing the country, which I did not end up doing. But she played a major role because that time, who knew about a marathon? And 92 right. is when she was Asian champion for marathon. So I think that's amazing. In 2010, she started training a bunch of senior citizens at Lodhi Garden, the eldest amongst them being 84-year-old then.
Wow.
You know, she was talking about now the eldest in the group is 89 years old. And it's actually very fascinating amazing. To see someone who's so elite,
yeah.
runner, overachiever almost in the field. And she's helping these senior citizens put those classes for them together. And, you know, she's just super excited about it.
Yeah.
So we have a recording of her in her own words saying, you know, what has her experience been with them?
Right. So let's listen on to Sunita.
See, you know that 1992, I won the Asian Marathon gold medal. So I was running maximum number of marathon in this Lodhi Garden. I've been running here for last 30 years. People saw me running and they know me by face. Many know me by name and many know that what is my performance. So when I took retirement from my competitive running in 2010, then Dr. Bhurelal called me to join the group. And I saw them eating chana, murmura, chips and chai. This was typical group of chai pe charcha. Only Bhurelal ji used to do exercise, rest all chit-chatting and enjoying. For 1 hour. Then I thought, what I can give them? I said, Bhurelal ji, I want to start exercise with these people. You won't believe, in the beginning, all Lodhi Garden people were, you know, scaring them. Champion ke saath mein karoge, ambulance bulani padegi, pata hai tumhe, ye champion and all that. So I said, what to do? But I didn't, you know, kehte na, chhodna nahi hai. Do or die, kuch karna hai inke saath mein. I didn't want to just drink tea and chit-chat, you know, I didn't want to waste my time like that. So I said, kaun shuru karega? You won't believe, Bhurelal ji and Ajay Vij, he takes care of the secretaryship of this club, Thakur Dara Trust. He said, okay, hum karenge. And then we started with two people. And then seeing Bhurelal ji doing exercise with me, and I'm two younger than him, he's now 79. So it is 8 years back, you know. He did, people started coming. So the whole group, and my youngest one was 84 years old, Pradhan ji. He's no more now. But then whenever I used to call him eldest, kisne bola eldest? Main sabse young hoon. And they were doing, I call it techno aerobics yoga class. I modified all the asanas. You won't believe what was the reason. First, I have learned something from BKS Iyengar that if you can't do this pose, then just alternate or modify the pose, you can do it. So that was my motive behind modifying things. But Surya Namaskar, you know, people don't modify. They just follow. Bhurelal ji told me, Sunita, the grass water is very dirty. We don't want to touch the ground. I said, okay, don't worry. I'll make you do yoga. In that, you will not touch ground. So I modified Surya Namaskar also. This way, you know, and then I saw the age with that. Then I started doing little bit of, you know, aerobic stepping. They did it. Then there was Baisakhi. So Pradhan ji, the 84 years old, my youngest one, he said, Baisakhi celebrate karenge. I said, then I'll teach you aerobics bhangra. In Malaysia, it's very famous. And you won't believe, all these people, they did aerobics bhangra. We did it for 1 month and then Baisakhi came and they performed on the stage in Nehru Stadium. We had 69 years old, 79 years old, 84 years old. Ek hai hamare uncle ji, stick ke saath aate hain. He's also 87 years old. And whatever they can do, one 84 years old, I call him Gopi boy because they don't like themselves to be called, you know, elderly people. So whenever I say I take elderly people class, no, hum sab young hai. So okay, no problem. Now I have 20 people. In this walk also, today there were 12 people, you know. So they are so close to me because first of all, this is open class. Anybody can join in. Earlier, it was so disciplined class because when I'm taking the class, I'm very disciplined. So people used to watch. They thought it is a paid class. But then when I said everybody is welcome and I always give a smile. So when I'm smiling at the people who are walking, they join. So if you cannot run, you walk. And if you do exercise and walking, that's the best thing. So this is the group and I enjoy And I enjoy more because they also enjoy. Two or three, those who are 40 plus, they do exercise first and then they go for two rounds. They do it. They do. But the oldies, no. They do exercise, and I think for them, this is best. If you are, say, above 70 and you don't love running, see, those who love running, 80 years also running. But in this group, I always tell them, with this 30 minutes of techno aerobics yoga, full body fitness, if you can take one round, so all of them take one or two walking round, but few, they do jogging round.
So moving on to the running events close to us.
All right, so similar to the week before, on 25th, I've been actually doing it for the last few years now. I think it's been 7 years now. I put a run together called Run with Santa.
Oh,
and
nice.
Idea is to wear something red. Mm. That's the rule. You have to have something, socks, shoes, shorts, T-shirt, and it has to be visible. So, you know, no one can come up with any reason, hey, listen, my underwear is red, I don't care. So red is important. And again, energy food that is provided is gajar ka halwa because it's red. So that I get. If anyone else wants to get that, why not? We start at 7 a.m. from Lodhi Garden, gate number 4. So
okay.
On 25th of December. It is not about speed. It's not about distance. It's not about how good you are in running or not. You want to walk, you walk. And it's just showing up. Preferably Red Hat will help. Maybe I'll get a few myself. And that's the plan for the 25th.
So where do you run till?
So it's around Lutyens, Delhi. So we run to India Gate.
You're not running inside Lodhi Gardens?
No. Not a big fan of in parks. So as much as I say, because of fog run, actually inside, it's more fun when you do this outdoors and, you know, it's a little bit more fun. Outdoors as in on road.
Right.
And we would run on Rajpath up till Rajpati Bhavan and back again. So if someone wants to take a, you know, U-turn earlier, so be it. I mean, you know, big deal. And someone wants to run longer, maybe we can do 3, 4, 5, 6 laps, whatever. It's a 11-kilometer loop that we do. So that's a run with the Santa on 25th. In Bangalore, Whitefield, there's this nature run, and only again a 5K that they're doing. I think it's a great idea because I think we need more people to be doing it rather than only the marathoners
right.
And the half marathoners. 8th Jan is Muthu Marathon in Salem, 3, 6, 11 full marathon. In Powai, Mumbai, there's a 4:10. And half again on 8th of Jan. Besides that, Mumbai Marathon on 15th Jan and New Delhi Half Marathon on 26th. Again, if you're doing marathons, please, please, please train. Don't just land up there.
Just to remind race organizers to get in touch with us if you'd like your events mentioned on the podcast. Thank you, Dr. Chauhan. See you next week.